Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, Mind Freshers, Blog Talk Radio family listeners, and a very blessed good evening unto you all. I'm very excited about being with you in another time in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ to understand and know Him, our Lord Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life. And no man come unto the Father but by Him who alone is worthy to be praised, our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us pray as we prepare our hearts to go into the presence of the Lord and to hear what the Spirit has to say to all that are listening on this wonderful, awesome Blog Talk Radio broadcast. Father, in the precious name of Jesus Christ, we thank and praise you, Lord God, that where two or three are summoned, joined together in your name, that there you are in the midst of your people. Father, I thank and I praise you, Lord God, for all that are listening, all that will tune in, all that will go into the archives, Lord God, and re-listen or listen for the first time any one of these broadcasts that you have given us, Lord God, to speak life into your people. I pray, God, that everyone that will listen to this broadcast and these messages, Lord God, that you will cause their lives to never be the same again. And Father, I decree and declare your glory over these airways, that it's not by might nor by power, but it's by your Spirit, save the Lord of hosts and thy servant, Richard Bunkley Jr., as, Lord God, we speak into the hearts of your people. Now, Father, be glorified, be magnified. Glorify your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, that not one life will ever be the same again. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, praise the Lord, my Blog Talk Radio family listeners. I'm excited again, I want to say, to be with you. Praise God again in a time in His presence. We are on tonight again to talk about the love of God, His holiness, being created in His image and in His likeness, and be conformed to His very image. And to be conformed to His very image. I want to get that across because God created us in His image, after His likeness. Now I want to go quickly to the scriptures, because the scriptures validate, and I want the scriptures to validate everything that I will speak into your hearts tonight. If you will only believe, if you will only believe, all things will become possible in your life. If you will only believe, as the scriptures have said, praise God. Psalms 138, verse 2 declares, I will worship towards thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth, for thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. Again, Psalms 138, verse 2 declares, I will worship towards thy holy temple and praise thy name, for thy loving kindness and for thy truth, for thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. If you want to turn with me to John's Gospel, chapter 6, verse 63. I just read Psalms 138, verse 2. You can write that down and go over it after the broadcast. But I will read it again. Psalms 138, verse 2 says, I will worship towards thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for the truth, and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. In John's Gospel, chapter 6, verse 63, Jesus said something very profound. Let us catch it by the Spirit. Amen. Jesus said, it is the Spirit that quickeneth, meaning maketh alive, real, tangible. It is the Spirit that quickeneth, meaning make alive, real, tangible. He says, flesh profits nothing, meaning my abilities, my smarts, my degrees profits nothing. When coming to the Word of God, I need the Holy Spirit. You and I need the Holy Spirit. And we ask you, Holy Spirit, that you will teach us, that you will quicken us according to the Word of God. You will make this Word become flesh in every one of us, that our lives will not ever be the same. The Bible says the flesh profits nothing, meaning my abilities, your abilities, my smarts, my degrees profits nothing. To heal, save, deliver, or set free. He said, the words that I speak unto you that come from my Father, They are spirit and they are life. They are life producing, bringing things to pass in your life. And I want to say tonight, as you listen to the word of God tonight, as you listen to God's servant tonight, and as you believe those things which I shall teach tonight by the Holy Spirit, your life shall never be the same. The Holy Spirit shall come and cause those words that I shall speak and that you shall believe on and bring a transformation into your very lives. I decree healing shall come, deliverance shall come, sickness and disease shall come off of you, and you shall never be the same again. Father, I pray right now in the name of Jesus Christ that you will confirm your words with signs, wonders, and miracles following your word, Father, that not one listener that has listened or tuned into this broadcast lives will ever be the same again. Praise the name of our God. We thank God for that this night. Praise God. Again, we are, again tonight, talking about the love of God, his holiness, being created in his image and likeness, and being conformed to his very image. Being conformed to his very image. On other broadcasts, we talked about the nature of God, which is the image and likeness of God. But when we say the nature of God, again, I want to clarify it. It means his characteristics. It means his attributes. It means his qualities, his quality of life that he lived while he walked here on earth as a man, manifesting the Father's heart and the nature of the Father's heart, the image and likeness of the Father's heart. So when you hear me talk about the nature of God, I'm talking about our nature. I'm talking about your nature, my nature, the nature of all human beings that were created by God. All things were made by God, and there's nothing that was made without God. And so I want to take you back just for a moment, amen, to Genesis chapter 1, and so I can reiterate a few thoughts and go on, because the Holy Spirit has given me something tonight specifically to speak as I was preparing this message tonight. But I want to go and do some backtracking, amen, in Genesis chapter 1, because, again, as you look at our heading, in a time in his presence, where it gives my name, we have a brief summation of what we're on this broadcast for. We're on this broadcast to bring clarity and bring an understanding that you and I might understand and know him, praise God, and know what he requires of his man, of his woman, praise God. Genesis chapter 1, turn there with me as we look briefly, amen, at a few passages of scripture dealing with the love of God, dealing with the holiness of God, dealing with the image and being created in the image and likeness of God that will give us good understanding of who we are in Christ Jesus. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, it says, "In the beginning God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said, let there be light, and there was light." So we see here that when God speaks, whatever he says comes to pass. And whatever you believe that God says for your life will come to pass. Whatsoever things that you believe when you pray, believe it and watch it come to pass. That's God's word. As we look at Genesis chapter 1 again, I want to look at verse 24. Genesis chapter 1, verse 24. It says in verse 24, "And God said, let the earth bring forth the living creature after his kind, cattle and creeping thing and beasts of the earth after his kind. And it was so." I want you to pay attention again to the word kind. Verse 25. "And God made the beasts of the earth after his kind, and cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind. And God saw that it was good." So everything that God says, he stamps it with, "I see it, and it's good. I said it, and it's good." So you can take it to the bank. When you believe what God says, He will cause that word that you believe that he said to be made good in your life. That word will be made manifest by the Holy Ghost in your life, in Jesus' name. As we go on, after verse 25, and God made the beast of the earth after his kind, and the cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind, and God saw that it was good. And God saw that it was good. Verse 26, and God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. So God created man in his own image. So God created man in his own image. I'm being redundant on purpose. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female. Verse 28 of Genesis 1, and God blessed them, and God blessed them, and God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Let's jump down to verse 31. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. And God saw everything that he made, and behold, it was very good. So everything that our Father and our God has made, he put his stamp on it and says, it's good. It's good to me. And so I want to bring you to the very precipice of the goodness of God. God is so good, and God made everything that he made it good and very good. Praise the name of our God. He made us in his image. He made us after his likeness. He made us a reproduction of the appearance of himself. He made us as a representation and a corresponding original of himself. He made us an image of the double of himself. He made us a vivid representation of himself. The word image involves the two ideas of one, representation and manifestation. The word image again involves two ideas of one, representation and manifestation. Representation and manifestation. Image, meaning to be created in the image of God, means that we as humans have the ability and the privilege of knowing and serving and loving God, and that we are most fully and completely human when fulfilling our spiritual potential. Every human life is precious to God, and this is exactly how we should treat the people with whom we share the world. On that note, let's look at likeness just for a moment. Likeness denotes that which is made like something. Again, likeness denotes that which is made like something. So I can say to you, you're made like your Father and your God. You're made like your Father and your God. Why do I say that? I said it because of Genesis 1:27. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female. My brother and sister, it doesn't get no better than that. I don't know how plainer I can make it, but God made you to be a double of himself. He made you to be a representation, a manifestation of himself. You don't have to try to be like him. You don't have to try to be his image. You are, we are his image. And I praise God, hallelujah, that I am the image of God. I am the likeness of God through the lordship of Jesus Christ. Again, likeness denotes that which is made like something, a resemblance, the likeness of an image unto the likeness of God. So we are the image and likeness of God. We are the reproduction of the appearance of God himself through Christ. We are, my God, the resemblance of the God who created the heavens and the earth. Praise the name of our God. I want you to turn with me just for a moment so you can see the purpose of God. St. John chapter 17, just for a moment. St. John's Gospel chapter 17, as we're understanding that we have been made a representation and manifestation of God himself through Christ. I want to read a portion of St. John chapter 17, so you can get the full weight of really who you are and whose you are. Praise the name of our God. Now, before I go on, I want to make sure that I give you the guest call-in number, just in case you want to share with me, amen, a thought. You have a prayer request, amen. You have need of prayer, need a question answered. We're here for that, amen. We're here in a time in his presence, amen, to cause your lives to never be the same again. That number is 347-826-9026. That's 347, area code, 826-9026. In John's Gospel, chapter 17, it gives us to wait, the very weight in the new covenant of the very purpose of God to recapture, to restore us back to right relationship, to reconcile us, amen, and that we will be conformed back to the image that we had from the beginning through relationship, through his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. As we look at John's Gospel, chapter 17, we have Jesus given his high priestly prayer, and he's leaving. He's about to complete his mission that his Father sent him here on earth. I'm going to begin at, let's look at verse number 11. We'll begin at 11. It's all good, praise God, but I want to make sure that I get out the essential message that the Lord has given to me by his Spirit. Verse 11, and again, don't lose focus. We're talking about the love of God, his holiness, being created in his image. And as he gives us understanding of this, we will walk in a fullness of authority. We will walk in a fullness of power. We will walk in greater health, greater prosperity, my God, because of coming back to that oneness of relationship that God had designed from the very beginning. God had a purpose from the beginning that we would be just like him. That was Father's purpose, that we would be just like him, made in his image, after his likeness, representing him, manifesting him here in the earth. John's Gospel, chapter 17, verse 11. Jesus is saying, "And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world." He's talking about his apostles. "And I come to the Holy Father," praying his high priestly prayer. "Holy Father, keep through thy own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are, while I was with them in the world." Now, I want you to pay very close attention. Amen. Very close attention, because there's power in these words. There's power in believing the word of God. Jesus is saying here, "While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me, I have kept, and none of them is lost, but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. But now come I to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves." That they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. "I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world." Listen, child of God, we are not of the world. We're in the world, but we are not of the world. And so I want to bring you to an understanding that the world hates what you stand for, but you don't hate them. The world hates what we stand for, but God has anointed us. God has summoned us and has commissioned us to declare his truth to this unadulterated world. He has called us to speak the truth in love, that many might come, amen, into the kingdom of God in our lifetime. So he's saying here, while I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Verse 12, those that thou gavest me I have kept, and none of them is lost, but the son of perdition, that the scriptures might be fulfilled. And now come I to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. Meaning that there's a supernatural joy, there's a heavenly joy that you get when you walk with the Lord. There's a heavenly joy that I have in walking with the Lord. There's a heavenly peace that I have walking with the Lord. Though things are happening all around me, there's a peace and there's a joy of knowing that the Lord is with me, the Lord is in me, and that joy only he can give to you. Praise the name of our God. He says, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. Verse 14, let's go on. I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them. I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil. Jesus is praying a high priestly prayer. Father, I pray that you'll keep them from the evil. Keep them from the evil. Verse 16, they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. So, child of God, we are sanctified. Those who are listening, we are sanctified. You are sanctified by the truth of God's word. Jesus saying, sanctify them through thy truth. As you believe the truth and embrace the truth and walk out the truth, amen, God brings by his Spirit a separation from the world in the taste of the world and bring you unto the taste of the kingdom of God. He will sanctify your taste, amen. He will sanctify your taste. He will take the taste of the world out and put the taste of the things pertaining to the kingdom of heaven in your very spirit, in your very soul. That's why he's praying this high priestly prayer. He's asking the Father to do those things for those who would receive the word of truth, who would believe the word of truth, who would embrace the word of truth and be followers and doers of the truth. He says, sanctify them, verse 17, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Now I want to take time on this verse, because Jesus is doing something that you and I must do. Amen. As his followers, as his commissioned ones. He's not here. You are the salt of the earth. You are, I am, the salt of the earth. We are the light of the world. We are a city that's set on the hill that cannot be hid. Jesus is not coming back. Amen. He's already here through the manifestation and representation of your voice, your life, and my life. The Bible says in verse 18, as thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. And for their sakes, I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also, for them also, for them also, which shall believe on me through their word, through the apostles' word, through the apostles' word, through the apostles' word. He says, neither pray I for these alone, but for them also, which shall believe on me through their word. And now it's my turn, through my word. He's prayed for me as one who's been called and commissioned. He's already prayed for me that as those who hear my word tonight, amen, he shall cause a transformation, a change to come to your very life. Because the words that I speak, they are spirit and they are life. And these words are not my own, but these words are the words of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He's saying to us, You are as I am in the world. You are as I am in the world. Amen. As he is, according to 1 John 4:17, part C. The scripture declares through Apostle John, as he is, so are we, even in this world. We are as he is. He's at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us, giving us, my God, backing through the angelic host, through the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. So we're not alone, my brother and my sister. You don't walk alone. You walk with authority. You walk with power as you allow the word to sanctify you and yourself to be sanctified through the truth that you walk and live and do each and every day. Praise God. Verse 20 says, neither pray I for these alone, neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word. Through their word. Let's take our time. Let's slow down. Jesus is speaking in verse 20 of John's Gospel, chapter 17. Verse 20 says, neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, through Richard's word. Amen. Through your word. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word. And as they pass the word on, through their word. And as they believe the word, and they pass on the word, through their word. And it continues. And it continues. Verse 21. That they all may be one. That they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee. That they also may be one in us. That the world may believe that thou hast sent me. And the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one. I in them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me, and hast loved me, as thou hast loved me. I'll read it again. I in them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me, and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. That the same love, the same witness of the Spirit, the same power, the same authority, may be made manifest in them, and they pass on to them, and them pass on to them. Praise God. I in them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. So the writer is saying to us, Apostle John is saying to us, there has to be the same manifestation of the love of God that was on Jesus, the same compassion that flowed out of Jesus has to flow out from within, out from you and me. Because, my brother and sister, understanding image, understanding the word image involves the two ideas again. Let me take you back there. It involves you being a believer, that you are a representation and a manifestation of the glory of God through Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the glory of God, and we're the glory of Jesus Christ, amen, as his counterparts. So the word image again involves the two ideas. One, representation and manifestation, meaning that we reflect him. We reflect his nature. We reflect, again, his characteristics. Amen. Having his nature, his attributes, having his nature, his very qualities, amen. His very abilities, amen, is worked in through us out to the world. Gifts of healing, the working of miracles, the gifts of the word of knowledge, the gifts of supernatural faith, the speaking in other tongues, my God, the mysteries that God will unfold, amen, interpretation, amen, giving us messages, amen, straight from the throne room of heaven. So as we are reading this word tonight, and we're understanding, amen, the love of God, his holiness, being created in his image, amen, it's given us a greater understanding, amen, that I'm not my own. I'm called to represent. I'm called to manifest something, amen, from someplace else. We are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. Amen. Ephesians 5 and 30 declares that we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. We are like him. We are his image. We are his likeness. Amen. We are his own image. We are his sons and daughters here on earth, representing him, child of God. Those who are listening tonight, understand that I'm talking about the first principles, the first mentions of God. God created you not to be a devil worshiper. God created you not to be a fornicator. God created you not to be a murderer, not to be a thief. But God created you and created me to be his sons and his daughters, amen, and to manifest, amen, the qualities of his nature, amen, the qualities of his characteristics, amen, meaning that he wants to you and I to duplicate his person, to duplicate his goodness. He made all things good and very good. Amen. He didn't make you to be mean. He didn't make you or me to be hateful. Amen. That is the spirit of the devil. That's a evil nature, amen, that was imparted to Adam and Eve when they rebelled against the known will of God. But my brother, my sister, you can get delivered by accepting Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. All you got to do is say, Lord Jesus, come in my heart. Make my heart your home. Deliver me from the power of that evil spirit. Give me your Holy Spirit. Transform me. Make me over, Lord. Lord, come in my heart. Make my heart your home tonight. As I'm listening to your servant tonight, Lord, deliver me, Lord God. Set me free, Lord. I believe that you are the Son of God. I believe that you bled, died, and rose again, having all power in heaven and earth. Amen. All you got to do is believe and call upon his name and ask him to come in your heart. Amen. Believe that you receive and you shall have what you say. Amen. Amen. But as we're moving on forward in the message tonight, praise God, we understand again that we are a representation and a manifestation, as we're seeing in this high priestly prayer of our Lord Jesus Christ. And him praying this prayer, amen, he's saying in John's Gospel, chapter 17, verse 22, come on, follow with me. Follow with me carefully, amen. And let's believe the word of God together. My God, the psalmist said he has magnified his word above all of his name, meaning that he'll lift you up, amen, in this word. This word will become flesh to you, amen. And he'll cause his word to be tangible in you. Verse 22 of John's Gospel, chapter 17. And the glory, he says, and the glory, Jesus is speaking, and the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one, I in them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me, and has loved them as thou hast loved me. Listen to his prayers. Father, I will. Now, listen to that. Father, I will that they also, whom thou hast given me, be with me where I am. My God, he's in a seat of authority. He's in a place of authority. He shall come to a place of authority when he ascends back to the right hand of the Father. He says, and Father, I will that they also, whom thou hast given me, be with me where I am. He is in a place of authority. He's in a place of power. He's in a place, amen, of ruling and reigning over all the kingdoms of this world. He's saying, Father, I will that they also, Richard, that they also, put your name there. Father, I will that Deborah, Father, I will that Elaine, Father, I will that Alicia, Father, I will that Sammy, Father, I will that they also, whom thou hast given me, be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me. For thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. For thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. When you weren't even looking for him, he already loved you. Amen. God loves you. He don't hate you. God's not mad at you. Amen. For thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. Verse 25. Jesus is speaking. He's praying for us. Amen. O righteous Father, the world hath not known thee, but I have known thee, and these have known that thou hast sent me. You'll have to believe that God sent Jesus Christ to be the ransom, my God, gift for your salvation, for your deliverance, for your healing. You have to believe that with all your heart, amen, because healing belongs to you. Deliverance belongs to you, amen. I don't care whatever is wrong. God can right the wrong and make it right in your very life. All you have to do is believe on him, as the scriptures have said. Jesus said, believe on me, as the scriptures have said. As you believe on him, as the scriptures have said, the miracle that you've been waiting for becomes yours tonight. You can dial in tonight. And that miracle that you've been waiting for will become your miracle. 347-826-9026. 347-826-9026. You can break in at any time. Praise God. And I'll pray with you. And I'll cast the devil off of you. I'll bind the spirit of sickness and disease. Amen. And the Lord will set you free. The power of the anointing of God that's upon my life, my God, will break the yoke of bondage that's on your life. 347-826-9026. 347-826-9026. Verse 25, Jesus is saying, O righteous Father, the world have not known thee, but I have known thee, and these have known that thou hast sent me. I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. Oh, my God. That's leading me right up to where the Holy Spirit wants me to give that what he has given me at the very beginning of my time in his presence. But I want to read this carefully that you may understand who you really are, that you might understand that God created you for his pleasure. God created you, amen, to be a family member of his. Praise God. There's so much evil and wickedness in the world. But I want you to know that God didn't create you to be a part of that wickedness or part of the wicked world. Though you're in the world, but you're not a part of the evil and the wickedness of the world. He's saying tonight, come out, be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. Meaning he says, come out from among them, be ye separate. Don't touch the unclean thing. Don't say the unclean thing. Don't handle unclean things. Come out from among them and be ye separate. Be for me. That's what the Lord's saying tonight. Be for me. Be what I've called and ordained you to be. Be what I created you to be from the very beginning, in my image, after my likeness, my own image, my kind. I made you my kind. I made you to be my sons and my daughters. I didn't make you for evil. I didn't make you to be destroyed. I made you to have everlasting life, to have good success. I made you, amen, to prosper and to be in health, even as thy soul prosper. I want you to listen again tonight as we're, I'm going to read John's Gospel, verse chapter 17. Two verses I want to read and emphasize. I want to move on. I'm excited again tonight because God is speaking to us tonight. God is sharing with us, amen, you belong to me. I have ownership of you, amen. I bought you with the very price of the blood of my son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And I don't want not a one of you lost. I bought you, amen, amen. I'm stretching my hand out towards you. I want you to come in while there's yet time. Listen, child of God, the time is coming to an end. Amen. Things are getting dark out there. Amen. And they're going to get darker. I want to tell you, they're going to get darker. Amen. Gross darkness is going to cover the whole earth. Amen. And you need to be in the ark of safety that God, hallelujah, will be able to cover you and be able to protect you when things get to rocking and reeling. Amen. And they already are rocking and reeling. Now, you need to understand that racism, amen, shall accelerate at all-time high like we have never seen it before in our generation. Amen. We thought it was over, but brother and sister, it's not over. Amen. That's why God is speaking this word to you. Amen. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon me, you, and learn of me. For I am meek and lowly, and you shall find rest unto your soul. Amen. There's a rest to the people of God. There's a rest to those who will trust God. There's a rest, amen. And there is a peace that God will give to you when you receive the Prince of Peace, His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And let me tell you this, He will direct you. He will lead you. He'll guide you in all the plain paths, amen, that you need to walk. He will guide you, amen, what to do and how to do what you need to do in your very life. He's that kind of God. He's a talking God. He's a good God. He's a gracious God. He's a liberal God. And His name is Jesus. Praise God. Matthew's Gospel, John's Gospel, chapter 17. I want to look at the two verses. Amen. Praise God. As we close this segment out, praise God. O righteous Father, verse 25, he says, O righteous Father, he's praying with everything he has. He's praying with precision. He's praying with a knowing, amen, that as I pray this prayer, my Father always hears me. My God, my Father will hear me and he will answer this prayer. Because Richard's in this prayer. Come on. Elaine's in this prayer. John's in this prayer. My wife is in this prayer. My son and daughter is in this prayer as they believe on him. Praise God. He's saying to the Father, O righteous Father, the world had not known thee, but I have known thee, and these have known that thou hast sent me. And I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. And I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. Praise God. Do you hear the word tonight? Praise God. Blog Talk Radio family, listeners, I'm excited tonight again. Amen. And know that God is speaking to us tonight. Amen. That we may understand and know Him in a greater dimension. Praise God. We are on tonight again to talk about, amen, the love of God, His holiness, being created in His image and His likeness, and being conformed to His very image. And as I began, amen, to prepare tonight, to prepare what the Holy Spirit wanted me to talk about with my Blog Talk family, the word of the Lord rose up in my spirit. Praise God. Did you hear what I said? The word of the Lord rose up in my spirit as I was just looking elsewhere, and these words came up in my spirit. If ye love me, keep my commandments. If ye love me, keep my commandments. And I heard that, and I knew where it was, and it just flowed up in my spirit. If you love me, keep my commandments. And that was not a suggestion, if or if not, but a command, a period. If you love me, keep my commandments. And he said to me by the Spirit, son, that's not a suggestion. That's not a choose, a multiple choice. If you love me, keep my commandments, plural, meaning that I want you to keep my commandments that I give to you, the commandments that he'll make known to you, he may not have made known to me. But he said, if you love me, keep my commandments. That's the commandments that he will give to you, that you as an individual will know that this is what you must keep. Praise God. Everybody has a personal relationship with the Lord. And is on a level with the Lord that the other's not on. I'm not saying that a thing that's evil, amen, that God's going to excuse this one or that one, but God may have not brought someone to a revelation, amen, concerning what he's brought a revelation to you about concerning a certain thing. So God says, if you love me, keep my commandments. And says, it's not a suggestion or a multiple choice, but what I command you by my spirit and by my truth, it is so. It's yea, and in him, amen. So the Spirit of God rose up in my spirit and said, if you love me, keep my commandments. That's found in John 14 and 15. I want you to turn there so you can be with me as I may go through a few passages in that chapter. John chapter 14, verse 15. The Spirit of God said to me, if you love me, keep my commandments. And tell my Blog Talk listeners that it's not a suggestion, if or if not, but it's a command. It's a period after the commandments. If you love me, keep my commandments. I hope you got it and you're walking with me. John 14:15 says, if you love me, keep my commandments. And the Holy Spirit rose up and he says, and there's a question, he says, why? Because we receive something that we can't be without through our commitment unto his truth by doing what he asks / commands to his disciples. So if you love me, keep my commandments. Why rose up in my spirit? Because we receive something that we can't be without through our commitment unto his truths by doing what he asks, his commandments, as to his disciples. So if you're a disciple, you're his student, you're his pupil, and he commands his pupils, he commands his disciples, his students, what is that we may receive? See, because there's something that you receive when you keep his commandments. If you love me, keep my commandments. Keeping his commandments, in John 14:16, Jesus says, I will pray the Father, and he shall give you me another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. My God. Listen carefully again. John 6:14-16. Jesus said, this is the reason why you keep my commandments. Jesus says, I will pray the Father, and he shall give you / me another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Note verse 17. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive. Listen to the scriptures. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive. They have no relationship, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. We're talking about relationship now. The world has no relationship, so they can't see him. They don't know him. So God is speaking to those of us who know him, that I have a reason why I said, if you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter. The comforter is the Holy Ghost, that he may abide with you forever. Praise the name of our God. The world, even, verse 17, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, saith to me, no relationship. Say it again, no relationship. No relationship. The world has no relationship established, but we have an established relationship. Praise God. I said we have established relationship, but not sealed as yet until he comes, the comforter, until he comes, the comforter. God wants to seal his children, but he can't seal us if we're not those who are keeping his commandments. Amen. He said, I will pray the Father, and he shall send another comforter, that he may abide with you. But if you love me, keep my commandments. Why? And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, believer, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. He's saying, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. I will come to you. But I need a commitment from you for me to come to you. I'm seeing something here. He's saying there's something greater that you need. There's a relationship established, but I need to seal that relationship and give you the comforter. Praise the name of our God. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. Amen. As a confirmation on the inside, because of a yes to his will, his way, his command. Many stop short of this right here. Amen. They love him. We say we love him, but we skip around keeping his commandments. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Meaning that I need the comforter. I need the comforting power of the Holy Ghost to be with me forever, to lead me, to guide me, to direct me. Why do I need this comforter? Why do you need this comforter? We need this comforter, amen, who is the Holy Spirit, amen, to guide us into all truth, amen. My God, who will show us, amen, how to sidestep the enemy, the devil, in his deceptions. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you as a confirmation on the inside, because of a yes to his will, his way, to his command. Again, I'll say it, many stop short, amen, of following the commandments. Let me go on and finish what the Lord has given me in this. If you love me, keep my commandments. Let's look at Matthew's Gospel, chapter 19. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 19. We have this in clear view. The Holy Spirit just guided me and directed me, amen, in that statement. If you love me, keep my commandments. And he said, go to Matthew's Gospel, chapter 19. Looking at verse 16. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 19. Looking at verse 16. Let's see what the Lord is saying to us in this. Praise the name of our God. Verse 16 says this, and behold, one came and said unto him, good master, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life? Listen to the words. And behold, one came and said unto him, good master, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life? And he said unto him, why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. But if thou wilt enter into life, keep the commandments. Oh, here it is. Keep the commandments. Now, you need to understand, Blog Talk Radio family listeners, amen. I'm not this smart, amen, to go this way, amen. The Holy Spirit directed me this way, amen. Praise God. The Holy Spirit has directed me this way with this word, amen. And so, in this verse, amen, as we're looking at it, he said unto him, why callest thou me good? Jesus was a man as you and I are men and women, amen. He was a man approved of God by signs, wonders, and miracles. He was a man approved of God. He came to take Adam's place in his rebellion to become obedient, amen, in all things which Adam failed to do. Jesus stayed 100% pure, free from sin. When the devil came to him, he said to the devil, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Three times the devil tempted him in the area of his spirit, in the area of his soul, in the area of his body. The temptation was to make him bow down and worship the devil, to bow down and worship him, the devil. But Jesus said, I don't live by bread alone. Amen. I don't live for my own self, amen. I don't have an ego, amen. I don't have a lust, amen. But I have a love for the God who made the heavens and earth. Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God shall man live. Jesus stood toe-to-toe, nose-to-nose in the face of the devil, amen. My God, and he told the devil, amen, you have to speak to the devil. You have to speak to evil issues, amen, and say, I will not bow. I will not bow. I will not bow. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. Praise God. If we're going to duplicate the life of Jesus Christ, we got to tell the devil like Jesus told the devil that I don't live by bread alone, but I live by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. There's no temptation that's taken you such as common to man. But with the temptation, God will make a way of escape that, my God, you shall rise above that temptation and be able to bear, amen, and hold on to your eternal salvation, amen. The devil's not stronger than you. The greater one, which is the Holy Ghost that lives inside of you, is greater than any demon, any devil, amen, any temptation that would try to rob and steal from you the worship that only belongs to the Lord God, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Excuse me for my excitement. I'm excited about what God's word says. Amen. I'm excited, amen, that, yes, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. Greater is he that's in you, the Holy Ghost, the Comforter, what Jesus is saying, amen. If you love me, keep my commandments. Why? I will pray the Father, and he shall send the seal, the confirmation, amen, that he may abide with you forever, that you may be able to combat and deal with the devil face to face, nose to nose, amen, and come out a victor. You are a victor and not a victim, child of God. Praise the name of our God. Back to Matthew's Gospel, chapter 19, verse 17. And he said unto him, why callest thou me good? I'm just like you, but I'm yielded to the Father in every word that proceeded out of his mouth. Praise God. That's the difference between you, praise God, and other believers. Amen. Praise God. My God, you have to make up in your mind, for Christ I live and for Christ I die. You have to come to a place that I'm going to commit my whole spirit, soul, and body blameless unto the Lord. Praise the name of our God. Woo, glory to God. And he said unto him, why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. But if thou wilt enter into life, keep the commandments. Keep the commandments. He said unto him, which Jesus said, thou shalt do no murder. Now he's giving him a rundown, just to test him out. He says, said unto him, which? The man is tempting Jesus. You name it. I've done it. That's what he's trying to say. You can't catch me. Here's a self-righteous man. Jesus has come to him. And I'm starting from verse 16 again, so I'll be in unison with you so you can follow me carefully. I don't want to confuse you. I want you to understand and know and understand what God is saying to us, that we are the very representation and manifestation of who God is through his Son, Jesus Christ. We are his image and his very likeness, amen. We are to manifest, amen. We are to resemble, amen, his qualities. We are to resemble his characteristics, amen. He prayed a high priestly prayer, amen, that we be as one, as him and the Father are one together. Child of God, you are one with the Father through the Son, Jesus Christ. And you are as he is here on earth. Amen. And he said to me, to say to you, if you love me, and this is the message tonight, if you love me, keep my commandments. Verse 16 of Matthew's Gospel, chapter 19. And behold, one came and said unto him, good master, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life? And he said unto him, why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. But if thou wilt enter into life, keep the commandments. Keep the commandments. Keep the commandments. He said unto him, which? Jesus said, thou shalt do no murder, number one. Thou shalt not commit adultery, two. Thou shalt not steal, three. Thou shalt not bear false witnesses. Honor thy father and thy mother, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. The young man saith, with his chest stuck out unto him, all these things have I kept from my youth up. What lack I yet? Jesus said unto him, if thou wilt be perfect, go and sell that thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me. Here we are. My God. Huh. What lack I yet? The rich man has said. He says, go sell that thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven. I'll say, the treasure of heaven, the Comforter. I'm saying this, the treasure of heaven, the Comforter. That's what the Holy Spirit spoke to my heart when the statement was made. Go and sell that thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven. And the Holy Ghost says, I'll say the treasure of heaven, which is the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of the living God. Lastly, he said, and come and follow me. And come and follow me. So the whole verse is in Matthew 19:21. Jesus said unto him, if thou wilt be perfect, go and sell that thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me. Thou shalt have treasure in heaven. And you that are listening to a time in this present tonight, you that are listening to this Brock Talk radio broadcast, that treasure is the gift of the Holy Ghost to those who have given their heart unto a relationship through the Lord Jesus Christ, who have confessed with their mouth, believed in their heart, that God has raised Jesus Christ from the dead. He said, thou shalt be saved. Amen. But he said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Make sure there's a commitment, amen, not to a empty, vain confession, but make sure that confession is filled with a yes to his will, a yes to his commands, to obey. Amen. And there will be a treasure, and that treasure that comes from heaven is the Comforter himself, the gift of the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit of God, the third person of the Godhead, God himself, coming in as that ultimate treasure, amen, the earnest down payment that every man, woman, boy, and girl needs, amen, to seal, amen, that confession of their faith. If you love me, keep my commandments. If you love me, keep my commandments. He said in verse 17 of Matthew 19, and he said unto him, why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. But if thou wilt enter into life, keep the commandments. Keep the commandments. Keep the commandments. I'm saying to you that are listening, keep the commandments of God. Obey God. Don't be like Adam, amen, and sidestep the commandments. Keep them all. Keep all that the Holy Spirit reveals unto you without any excuse, without any sad stories. Keep the commandments. Keep the commandments. Verse 18 says, he saith unto him, which commandment? Jesus said, thou shalt do no murder. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness. Honor thy father and thy mother. And thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. The young man saith unto him, all these things have I kept from my youth up. What lack I yet? Anything else you want me to do? Oh, my God. Jesus said unto him, if thou wilt be perfect, go and sell that thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven. Lastly, he said, and come and follow me. The outcome, because of a thorny heart, the outcome because of a thorny heart, one of the types of heart in Matthew's Gospel, or Mark's Gospel, chapter 4. I want you to go there with me, Mark's Gospel, chapter 4. I only have a few minutes. I pray I can get this out. But the outcome, because this rich young man had a thorny heart, he couldn't receive the treasure of heaven, the Comforter, the being stamped perfect. Mark's Gospel, chapter 4, verse 7. Listen with me. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, that is the seed of the word, and it yielded no fruit. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no fruit. We're talking about the sower and the seed. The sower soweth the word. And Jesus is sowing a word to this young man. Also, in verse 18, the Bible says in Mark 4:18, and these are they which are sown among thorns, such as hear the word, and the cares of this world. Listen, child of God, listen, Blog Talk Radio listeners. There's some things that can keep you from the treasures of heaven. There's some things that can keep you from the very treasure of heaven, the greatest treasure for any believer, amen, in the kingdom of God, is to receive the treasure of the Comforter, the person of the Holy Spirit, which is the seal, the earnest down payment, amen, that God gives to every obedient believer, committed heart. See, only the Holy Spirit, only God knows that committed heart. Only God knows that sincere and honest heart of those who would say yes, but really mean no. Only God knows the honest and sincere heart of those that will hear the word and be doers of the word. Hallelujah. A lot of us have pretense, amen. We're hearers of the word. We're shouters of the word, amen. We're dancers of the word. We scream at the word and we shout at the word, but we don't fulfill becoming doers of the word, as this young man failed to do. Why? Because of a thorny heart. Mark's Gospel, chapter 4, verse 18. And these are they which are sown among thorns, such as hear the word, and the cares of this world, listen carefully, and the deceitfulness of riches. He had a deceitfulness of riches. He thought that the riches that he had was making him who he was. Praise God. I need to share with you. Jesus said that the measure of a man or a woman is not in the abundance of the things that they possess. I don't care if you have a nice car. I don't care if you have a nice home. I don't care what kind of degrees you have. You may have master's degrees. You may have a PhD. You may be a professor, amen. You may be a lawyer, a doctor, amen. But that it doesn't give you the treasures of heaven. It does not give you the treasure of heaven. It does not line you up, amen, because you're smarter than somebody else, because you're richer than somebody else, amen. The deceitfulness of riches is a thorn that will keep you from the treasure of heaven. The Bible says, and the cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the lust of other things entering in, which entered into this young man's heart, choked the very word out of his life and caused him to become unfruitful, caused his life to become unfruitful. Let's go back to Matthew 19 and close this out. The deceitfulness of riches will cause you to love what you have more than to love God and what he expects and requires of you. This young man, by God, this young man who had riches, who had the ability to get wealth, thought that the measure of who he was in his wealth. The Bible says, as we started out, in the beginning, God created. So if God created, everything that's in the earth belongs to God. Psalms 24 declares that the earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, and the world, and everything in it belongs to God. Revelation 4:11, thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory, honor, and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. This young man was created for the very pleasure of God, the satisfaction of God, that whatever he made him to be, whatever he gave him or allowed to come to his hands, that he could ask for it at any time, being his Father and his God, and he would give it to him, knowing that if I gave it to you at the beginning, I can give it to you at the end. He didn't realize that God, who gave him the gift to get wealth, can give it to him again. It wasn't that God was taking wealth away from him. He's saying that I want to use you to bless the poor, because you know how to get riches. You know how to work this mammon thing. Amen. So I want to use what you have now. Come on, go sell what you have and give to the poor. God knew that he put inside this man the ability to get wealth, and that if he would take it all, he would get it right back. I've seen men lose it all and get it right back. He couldn't do it. He couldn't do it. He couldn't do it. The young man saith unto him, all these things have I kept from my youth. Verse 20. The young man saith unto him, all these things have I kept from my youth up? What lack I yet? Jesus said unto him, if thou wilt be perfect, go and sell that thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven. And come and follow me. And come and follow me, my God. And come and follow me. The outcome, because of him having a thorny heart and the deceitfulness of riches and the lust of other things, it choked the love for God right out of his very being. Verse 22 of Matthew 19. But when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. The Lord says, if you love me, keep my commandments. Which one? The one he chooses to put his finger upon, that you and I are bound in or bound with, that has our heart, that keeps us from the real treasure of heaven. The Holy Ghost says, if you love me, God says, if you love me, keep my commandments. You say, which one? And the Spirit of God said, the ones he chooses to put his finger upon that you and I are bound up in, bound unto, that has our hearts, that keeps us from the real treasure of heaven, that keeps us from the yes, Lord, whatever you command me to do, I will do. There is a personal holiness walk that our God requires of all of us. There is a personal holiness or a personal command that God requires of each one of us. What God will command me to do, he may not command you to do. What God commands me to be, he may not command you to be. That which binds my heart may not bind your heart. But God knows that one thing. If you're to be perfect, he knows that one thing that you're holding back, that if you let it go, he'll bring and release that treasure, that gift of heaven upon you, that he may abide with you forever. There is a personal holiness walk that our God requires of us all. As Job 23:10 declares, oh my God, he said this in conclusion of this message, but he knoweth the way that I take. Job 23:10. Understanding that there is a personal holiness walk that our God requires of us all. Job 23:10 says, but he knoweth the way that I take. But when he hath tried me, when he hath tried you, when he hath tried us, we shall come forth as pure gold, or we'll walk away sorrowful, holding on to that great possession, that great sin, that great commandment we think we cannot do. The word of the Lord says like this, but he knoweth the way that I take, we take. But when he hath tried me, when he has tried you, when he has tried us, and in that trying, we say yes to your will, Lord, yes to your way, Lord, yes to your command, we shall come forth as pure gold. No matter what confronts you, no matter what confronts me, no matter what he asks you, give it to him and watch him bring you out into your wealthy place. Keep saying yes to the Lord. Keep saying yes to the Lord. Keep saying yes to his will. Keep saying yes to his way. My God. Psalm 66 in our conclusion tonight. Psalm 66. Praise the name of our God. Psalm 66. Just closes it out real, real plain and clear. Psalm 66. Praise the name of our God. Psalm 66, verse 10. No matter what confronts you, no matter what he asks you of you, know that in the trying of your faith, hold on. He'll bring you out. Hold on. He'll make all things beautiful at the appointed time. Psalm 66, verse 10, the psalmist says, "For thou, O God, has proved us." There will be a proving of your faith. There will be a proving of your love. "For thou, O God, has proved us. Thou hast tried us as silver is tried. Thou broughtest us into the net. Thou laidest affliction upon our loins. Thou hast caused men to ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water. But thou broughtest us out into a wealthy place." "For thou, O God, has proved us. Thou hast tried us as silver is tried." The young man was being tried with all of the wealth that God gave him. "Thou broughtest us into the net. Thou laidest affliction upon our loins." Affliction was laid upon his heart to sell all he had. Not that the Lord would not give it back to him, but this was his test. Come on, everybody will be tested, amen, of the validity of your faith. "Thou hast laid affliction upon our loins. Thou hast caused men to ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water. Oh, but thou brought us out into a wealthy place." So no matter what confronts you, no matter what the test may be, no matter what he will ask of you, give it to him and watch him bring you out into your wealthy place. Father, we thank and we praise you, Lord God, for this time in your presence. Father, I thank you and I praise you, Lord God, for my Blog Talk Radio listeners. I pray for each one who have listened, Lord God, intently, those that, who have followed me, Lord God, in my rambling, Lord God, in this word tonight. Father, I thank you, Lord God, for the tongue of the learned tonight that you have guided me and directed me, Lord God. You have spoken to my heart, Lord God, to speak unto all people who are listening to this message tonight. If you love me, keep my commandments. If you love me, keep my commandments. For I have a treasure for you. I have a treasure for you. God has a treasure for you. Abide in him, he'll abide with you. If you love him, keep his commandments. He'll pray to the Father, and he'll give you that treasure from heaven to seal you and confirm you until the day that he returns to this earth. Father, I thank you for these people who are listening. Bless them and increase them in Jesus' name. Amen. The number is 347-826-9026. 347-826-9026. Call in. Call in tonight. Let me know you're listening. Let me know that you heard the word of the Lord tonight. The Lord said, if you love him, keep his commandments. I want to pray with you. I want to decree God's blessing over your life. I feel the presence of God upon me right now. Begin to declare the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich and hath no sorrow. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Don't hesitate. We have 11 minutes. Amen. It only takes a few minutes to pray. Do you? I'll wait for you. Holy Spirit works with your heart. Father, we give you praise. Praise, we give you praise.
Is that your heart's desire tonight? Come on, lift your voice and sing it with us tonight.
Love the Lord tonight. God's been good to us. I pray as you receive the word tonight. I pray that your heart has received the word of God tonight. I pray that your lives will never be the same again. not be the same again. Our prayer is that you understand and know prayer. God chant, presence, come on every Friday, amen. Come on with the intention, amen. But God will say something, do something, manifest His glory.
Father, as we stand in your presence,
speak into your heart.
We realize it's in you we
change
live.
Change your life forever.
We have our being. And apart from you, we are nothing. We're like the deer that pants after the water.
Have
so
9 minutes.
Our souls
call in
after thee tonight.
So you
it's our hearts quiet tonight as we stand in your presence.
God.
That you will begin to breathe
about
within us. Oh,
something
breathe.
You want to say about the word. Call in for that too.
Sing, breathe. Come on, let the Lord know that's what you want tonight. Stand in your presence.
Time to call in. Area code 347-826-9026.
Come and quench.
And the Lord said, if you love me,
bursting in my soul, bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more.
That your prayer, fill my cup.
My cup.
That's my prayer.
Fill it up and make me whole. Can we just raise our hands and just say it? Fill my cup, Lord. Everybody. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench. Come and quench this thirsting in my.
Hang zero. Here as our branch,
the worship was singing.
Be a blessing. Your voice. God loves you. Love you. We appreciate you.
Take
you. I'm in His presence.
Yours.
I need thee, Lord.
I need thee. Yeah. I need thee. Help
oh,
me
bless.
Say it, Zion. Oh, bless.
What a mighty God we
just
serve.
Just raise it up, Zion, everybody. I need
Radio listeners. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you, Lord God, for every listener. I thank you for every open heart. I thank you, Father, for each one, name by name, person by person. We come to you, Lord God, thanking and praising you, Lord God, for this people, God. I pray, God, all who have listened, all who will tune in, Lord God, who will open up the archives of the messages of the past, or even this message, Lord God, that the power of the highest will overshadow them, Lord God. And you have blessed them, Lord God, indeed. Holy Spirit, I pray that this glory of the presence of our God, the Lord Jesus Christ, will cause and effect a change, deliverance, healing in the lives of everyone who would listen to these broadcasts. May not one life ever be the same again, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. You have 2 minutes, you can call in. You have 2 minutes, you can call in. 347-826-9026. It's 347-826-9026. If you don't have a place to worship, you can come worship with us at 765 East 154th Street, School Avenue, in the Collinwood area, Cleveland, Ohio, 44110. That's 765 East 154th Street, School Avenue, in the Collinwood area. Come worship with us. Our service is at 9:30 prayer, 10:30 morning worship. We have services on Tuesday, our prayer intercession, from 7 o'clock to 9. On Thursday, we have our Bible study, our supernatural apostolic prophetic Bible study on Thursday. Amen. From 7 come and be with us at Freedom Christian Assembly, Miracle Healing Center at 765 East 154th School Avenue in Cleveland, Ohio, 44110. And may this day and may tomorrow be the best day of your whole entire life in Jesus' name. I love you and I appreciate you in Jesus' name. This is Apostle Bunkley Jr. Thank you for tuning in with us in a time in his presence. God bless you. Have a good evening.